down.
That's right.
And in fact, several of them this whole winter.
He's been busted.
Yeah.
But this one has been, his froze up. But last winter, I was froze up and we couldn't get no water for 2 or 3 days. You know, just have to go out and get it out of the way. But this time, it never did freeze. In the house, you know, it froze on the outside. We've been where we can get water all the winter this time.
It wasn't a rough winter at all, was it?
No, it wasn't. To what it had been. Last year, the bus, the child had to get the plumber out there 3 or 4 times. But this time, we froze on the outside, but we could get it in the house.
Mm-hmm. If you go into like a general store or a grocery store, those places where things are on display, you got glasses of lard up there on display. What do you call that? What they're sitting on?
The counters.
Yeah.
Yes. The counters.
If you got a jar that's got a real small neck on it. Like a Coca-Cola bottle.
That's right.
Maybe you want to fill that Coca-Cola bottle up with something, and you're trying to pour, say, milk out of a pan into it.
You can't
get it to go through that little
hole.
What do you use to stick down in there to direct it?
I know the name of that, but and you pick wide at the top. Got a funny end.
Anything you
say, I just can't think of what you call them, but I know what it is.
It's called a
phone. That's what it is, a phone. Yes, that's
okay.
It.
If you got, say if you're going to have strawberries for dessert, you know, and you got some heavy cream.
That's right.
You want to beat it up real good so it'll get thick, you know, then...
Call that whipped cream, don't you?
That's right.
We had it after this week, the day for dinner. Whipped cream.
When you go to a grocery store and you get all the food you want to take home, then they put it in containers for you to bring home.
That's right.
And what do they put it in?
Paper sack.
Yeah. And you said the flour. Used to be stored in flour sacks.
That's right, in flour sacks. That's what we used to get out of. We still get it in flour sacks. You don't get it in flour sacks?
Well, if I buy it in great big quantities, I do, but most of the time in the grocery stores I go to, they got it packaged up in small.
Yes. Well, we get flour at 25 pounds, you know, at the time. It be in a flour sack.
Well, what about, did you ever buy, like, potatoes in a heavy sack?
Iced potatoes.
Yeah, and that thick sack. Did you ever have a name for like those big heavy sacks that
we call them? What did we call them? Very plastic bags.
Those heavy ones, and they're real rough.
Giana sacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you said real rough. That's what it was, Juana sack.
Did you ever hear them call anything else?
No, I sure ain't. And you know they don't even have Juana sacks. Now they put them in paper bags. Juana sacks. No. I mean, they don't have no Juana
sacks. Have you got a term that, term for the amount of corn that's milled at one time?
A bushel?
Well,
you have a bushel or half a bushel or 2 or 3 bushels, as much as you want or can have around there.
If you're getting your, buying your load of coal, then if you bought a full load, I guess you'd just call that a load of coal, but if you bought,
you could call it a ton.